So close to 4 o'clock, FEMA come to that. Well, the thing pretty is, but they are not going to have a FEMA at her any time in the future, and she's perfectly all right, and she's interpreted the women, I just want to see them. Well, they can get around with her, but they, but for the meeting, the dinner tonight, it has to be a man, because it's sad dinner, and it should be embarrassing, but it should be great. We're going to try to get meals every day, continuity, so afternoon meeting, same man, tonight, I'll divide the memory, so I'll be encouraged, that's good.
Now, I'm going to see him at 4:15.
Well, I thought that was rather curious meeting for our, but he's trying to use him to try to reassure me on the damn money supply, but he may have sort of figured that I was, the damn arguments that he made, I want you to fill in comment, totally, totally, all of that, you seem to me that it's, you got a very hard to serve you, but that's the money supply, I got a contract,
yeah,
and all the rest. He, I also, it's all constant. I want to be sure that George or somebody will run it off and set it up some meeting on controls and so forth, with our comments and all that.
Now, I have an agreement with George that nothing will start until after I've been over here.
And just say that he thinks it's a good idea, trying to come so many of these questions, all the rest, I can raise it with me, and I said, well, I'd like to have his, if he'd like to have something done, he'd go on. Don't argue, raise it with the legal.
No, I've been over those notes, and hard to figure out why he came over.
Well, so urgent. This business about the weekly reports from the cabinet is all right. I assume my bird is doing that, but goddamn it, if there's any question on that, we've got to fire the whole staff that they would be.
Well, I talked to Cap this noon about that. He says he is making monthly reports to George, and George was there, they were having lunch together. And I said, well, we want to step out of the weekly. And he said, fine, that's no problem.
I want to hear the cabinet officers too.
Yep.
They were present watching that very recently. The business about it was clear that it's a big issue.
It's a big issue, and it's one that we're way ahead of him on, but I must say we haven't been able to solve. It's just a Gordian knot. I've got a file left. We've been on the Treasury and on and on and on. And I had Walters over a while ago. And it's an accomplished fact now. I mean, it's in the law, and it's just a damn shame. But what is one we dropped the ball on?
What is your game plan?
What's that thing? Well,
we have base period of the 1st of March.
That's right.
And I will probably have to take 2 weeks.
Well, I think you could take 2 weeks. You might even take longer than that.
Well, I play the game, so I would say I could take a month.
Yeah, the whole ballgame here is to give you visibility on this issue, on the right side of it.
Right.
And you're aligning yourself now with people who have high visibility on this thing. I'd like to ride on through the Florida primary, if possible.
Well, sure. You don't have to have your report. Presumably, the fact that you're having a report is irrelevant. You can come back and say that I can come back and say, well, I expected for the 10th.
Well, you can do that. You can do that. You can
mark the report. I have part of it, and I'm getting the rest of it on the 10th. But I mean, I want to buy a comment.
We can.
I don't want to say anything for the Florida primary.
What I really think, as I was indicating in there, what I really think you have to do in order not to take just vicious cutting up from the liberal press is to put out a policy statement.
I
that talks about equality of education and talks about the waste in putting this money into gasoline and tires, and it's more rational to put it into equal educational opportunity and the steps we've taken to try and get that and develop it that way.
Yes, I don't believe that you can cover the issue by the adjective massive. I think you'd have to say busing prefers the racial balance and then say, obviously, busing prefers the transportation is okay.
For quality education?
Quality education.
We'll send our children as far as we have to get a good education.
For quality education. But what I meant is, except the only way for the school stress. But I would say that we just can't be in a position trying to say massive because, yeah, we get killed just as much as saying massive that we said no less.
Right.
Now, does the Baker thing make any sense? I don't think so. I don't think it does. I don't think the court's going to come down on the right side.
Steve is a pretty clever old bird, and he's been counting noses. I wonder if you would have any objection if somebody asked the Chief Justice what his count is.
Who would ask?
Well, I think so.
Well, not only is he doing that, but you know, Steve also feels quite probably
I think right around that. Yep. Plays a very shrewd ball game.
Anyway, his point is that judges are really, and this is a common one too. Common is really helping like judges in the present time. How much bad people.
Yep.
Very, very good. He's got his candidate for governor running against the judges.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. About this, anything else? Anywhere from marijuana or busing down houses without the name of judges.
Well, this is the point we made with Bickle. Bickle was saying to you that there's this invitation for legislation. We said, well, Professor, all these congressmen want is a chance to blast those judges. I said, you're going to get a piece of legislation you don't like. And he wrote me a letter afterwards. He said, yeah, I've been thinking about that. You're right. He said, that'd be Pandora's box. And he said, we shouldn't give him the opening.
So
he's now come off the legislation. He doesn't think we should go for legislation. That was his original line. We should send some legislation up there with defined terms and modify.
John, haven't you come to the point that you have to go with the Constitution?
It's got
to
be a loud, clear, unequivocal, unambiguous signal. Baker's formula is the right formula, I'm sure. From the standpoint of laying a condition preceding and doing all the things that are necessary and maintaining the judiciary and all that business. But it will not be understood.
Better than John, it's your suggestion of going for a strong statement that has been raised and bite the bullet very firmly and then go over our own house to government
and in our terms.
And let the little scream. They're going to scream. They're going to scream.
These birds, none of them have language that they're proud of.
We got that for us. They got that.
Yeah. That is the net result of me. I haven't seen the wire, so I don't know how this thing played. It all ran out to the cameras after they left here. And they were out on the lawn for half an hour. But I think that the forearm came up to me afterwards and said, could we send you a memorandum? And I said, sure. You're delighted to have your memorandum. I said, well, we'd like to be in on this. We'd like to stay in touch with them and so forth. And I said, wonderful. You know, we'd like to have them on the meeting.
You know, old Steve said it very well. He said, don't worry about it in the next session. You know, he said, don't worry about it in the next session. He said, you're going to, if you don't do something about it in the next session,
I don't know. Look, his point there was he was going to lose a lot of his colleagues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah. Well, the last thing he told me at lunch,
you need to lose him for the guy that's going to come over.
Yeah.
You realize that they're going to do it in the government. You watch, they'll be wearing, it's like wearing the American flag, like being in the buses.
Yeah.
fuzzy thing.
Steve was here once for our annual budget session, and he handles our budget, he said at that time, I'm just doing my Democratic colleagues a favor, making them stand up and be counted on this. They don't realize it. They don't thank me for it right now. But he said, I'm really doing them a kindness. Well, I'd like to move to a matrix statement, something that gives us a setting within which to set a constitutional amendment so that it can't be taken out of context.
Do you understand? I, after hearing all that stuff, I feel it is. I think Mitchell has come to this too. I can see I was rather surprised when he said, Elliot obviously has and won't. But Elliot is a good lawyer, raises all the questions. But you can't, we cannot, we've got to buy it. We have got to buy it. We've got to face up to it. We're going to do it.
We still have troubles with the Solicitor General and with the Civil Rights Division. Mitchell is also coming around on that. We took him over the jumps on his Tulsa case, and the scales fell from his eyes some on that. Our claims is going to have to be preconditioned on this.
I will.
Will you?
Oh, hell yeah, okay. Mitchell's gone now. Mitchell is now the attorney general, now the finance chair.
Yep.
He comes in, he's going to be the attorney general or else. I love John Mitchell, but I got some disagreement. You've got to face up to these things.
Good. That'll help. That'll help a great deal. Because he's got to really take hold of that civil rights today.
Who's ahead of him?
Calling him Dave Norman. He's blind. He's blind. And he's weak. Mitchell likes him. He's a holdover. He's a career guy.
Jesus Christ, you want to wear
it? Well, that's what I would love to do.
But Morgan, well, yeah.
Except Morgan is from Phoenix, and Kleindienst is from Phoenix, and never the twain shall meet. We need a tough battle. Well, if he'd be all right. I'm inclined to think he might be a waste better in a way, except it's one of our toughest problems.
Great.
The thing is, we need a guy who will wheel that bureaucracy, will not be taken in by. Actually, Morgan would be the best guy because he understands that game. He knows all those guys. He knows their tricks.
He's great. He wrote splendid memorandum.
Well, he's imbued with this now. In fact, he came in and said, I'm going to leave. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to start representing school districts. He said, these districts are getting screwed by this Justice Department. And he says, I know how to beat them. And he said, I think the best service I could do the president is to go out and represent the school districts. And so I thought, well, I could think that's all I've got him to say. But he really seemed up about this.
It's great. He's got a fine mind,
Well, we'll find you somebody who can do it.
Tell me, on the economic thing. You will follow up on that. We do the more suspicious of our Jewish friends than I am.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
She's too keen on appointing that guy, but I think she kind of likes his humor and everything.
I don't know.
But don't play the sign thing too heavily.
No.
If you can sure you know what he wants.
All right.
You can play with Conway. I think he trusts George.
Is he going to take a holiday while you're out?
Yeah.
All right.
He has to go to Mexico. This is what is the situation in regard to Rumsfeld? Some controls and so forth. Rumsfeld, of course, has not yet said what he wants to do. He wants to send George more of us.
Not to any of us.
We can't look more. We don't want to work.
I think the trick here would be getting Rumsfeld in line with where Conway wants to be.
Yes, but I think that's going to require some sort of a meeting, some pride that Conway lays it out.
Right.
You might say that I'm not sure Rumsfeld is.
The reason I passed that to George this morning is George is feeling a little tender on this whole subject, and I think the more we can get him in play on things where we're sure he's reliable, the better. He's feeling left out. And that could be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I want him brought in, but I've got to be brought in the way that Conway wants.
I understand. I understand. I talked to Conway about this.
What's he?
Well, he sees the problem, and he's sensitive to it now, I think. And he's got some reservations about, George's predispositions. So we'll just have to kind of balance this as we go along. But I think Rumsfeld's got to start tracking more than he has.
I agree.
He has a lot of press conferences.
Huh?
He's having a lot of press conferences.
Yeah. I think Rumsfeld has got to stay in touch with George.
Yeah.
But George, I think, and Conway feel pretty much alike on control. So
I should have.
Should let George be the guy to hunt him down here. And he might mention that to Conway, is it?
See, Conway's afraid of George on an international thing.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Makes George wants to what?
Well, he just wants to pretty much keep George out of the international thing.
Keep George. I agree. I appreciate that. That's got to be the number one person. Y'all got to be under control. Take George and Conway. I reckon it's a lot of business. That's right. You might feel like